As the community or many people are aware, there have been some bonfires ignited at the rear of the homeless shelter over the past few weeks. The colder temperatures obviously make people do things to try to keep warm. At first, of course, we were very sympathetic and understanding that, you know what, they're just trying to keep warm. Unfortunately, for those people that do occupy the homeless shelter, we've had direction from the governing group of the homeless shelter to, if we get a call to extinguish the fire, we're to do that.
So there was a fire on February the 26th that you had to put out.
We've put out now three. The first time the fire was brought to our attention between the fire department and the RCMP, we felt that the fire was not of any hazard. Yes, it was still in breach of the bylaw in the town of La Paw, but being that it was 35 below, there was a little bit of a human side that came out. We tried to regulate them as best possible. I mean, obviously, it's not our responsibility to provide security and ensure they're always being safe, but given the situation that we came upon, we deemed it to be safe, left it alone, and then after that, we had notification that we were to put out any fires on their property at the, like I said, the governing body's request. And that takes our abilities to show that human side away. We have to just follow that direction as it being their property.
So when it comes to people having bonfires in the winter, do you have any safety tips?
Well, the bylaw applies throughout the year, and the bylaw specifies what the fire pit has to be constructed of, how it has to be constructed, and where it has to be located. That applies for any private residence as well as any commercial space. As long as you can fulfill those requirements of the bylaw, your fire would be legal. Unfortunately, lighting whatever wood scraps you can find or pallets or even furniture that they've been burning behind the homeless shelter would not in any way fulfill the expectations or needs of the bylaw, which make it difficult to be safe. The intention of the bylaw is to keep people safe from potentially falling into the fire or having an accident near the fire. So that's why we have those regulations. By having these items just burning in the middle of the parking lot, you know, someone could stumble, someone could fall and fall into the fire. So I completely understand why the governing body would want us to put out the fires so they're not responsible for any injuries that come. Again, we're kind of torn. We have the human side that understand why people are trying to keep warm, but we also understand from the property owners that we can't afford to have these fires on our property at risk of somebody being hurt, and we understand both sides 100%.
What do you think the town could do to address the issue of the homeless not getting enough warmth?
It's a very tough question. Again, this isn't a new thing. The town of La Paw is not special in any way when it comes to a homeless situation or people that occupy the streets. I mean, yes, it would be nice if there were warming shelters or there were places that they could occupy during the day. That would be the ideal situation. I think that's why we had a homeless shelter built in the town of La Paw to help people at least get out of the cold. But with it being closed half of the day, every day, in other words, being only open as an emergency shelter at night, their resources are limited. And especially now with COVID in the picture, it's very difficult to get people to get together, stay warm. And in all reality, a bonfire is one of those almost perfect situations when you can be safe. Unfortunately, nobody's able to keep everybody safe, and therefore the decision was made to just make sure they're not there.
I want to talk about campfires and bonfires again in the winter time. Is it still important to practice safe fire lighting measures and fire safety measures, even though it's not likely to spread as easily this time of year?
Yes, absolutely. Although things are frozen, and like you say, you do have a covering of snow, it is difficult for things to ignite. However, it doesn't rule out the possibility. The other issues you may have when having a campfire or bonfire, say in your backyard or in another location, is your footing is not as sure also. It could be slippery, it could be a not a well-groomed trail that you're walking to, which could cause you to fall into the fire. But it is really nice, especially this time of year where it's starting to get a little warmer, but it's still nice to be seen outside by a fire. The bylaw for requirements for your fire pit are listed on the paw.ca, available as an item to read. And you'll get an idea on what to do just to make sure you're safe, your family's safe, and any surrounding property is safe.